The sudden news about sweeping changes in Xerox's management ranks has left a lot of questions, as well as unsettling feelings for some employees. WXXI's Randy Gorman has details.
With the surprise announcement Tuesday night that Xerox CEO Jeff Jacobson is stepping down along with the board of directors chairman and several other directors, it has raised questions about where the company goes from here. The agreement between Xerox officials and two major shareholders also puts the possible takeover by Fuji up in the air as well. Gary Bonadonna Jr. is manager of the Rochester Regional Joint Board, which is the umbrella organization for Local 14A, which represents about 500 local Xerox workers. He says the announcement about the management changes does make some employees nervous.
A lot of history here in Webster, and they work their butts off, and they want some security and some knowing that, hey, my job's going to be here next year, 2 years, 3 years, however long.
Bob Duffy is president and CEO of the Greater Rochester Chamber of Commerce. He says at this point he's feeling okay because of discussions he has had with some Xerox officials.
The conversations I had today with some key Xerox executives here was that not to be concerned. This is an internal matter, and that their customers, clients, and for us, our community and our region should not be concerned.
Xerox employs about 3,400 people locally, mostly in Webster. Randy Gorman, WXXI News.